So please repeat. Na chaivam vishmaya karyo. Bhavata bhagavatya ji. Yogeshwari shwari krishne. Yata etad vimuchate. Na chaivam vishmaya karyo. Bhagavata bhagavati aje Yogeshwari shwari krishne Yata etad vimuchate Na chaivam vishmaya karyo Bhavata bhagavati aje Yogeshwari shwari krishne Eta etad vimuchate Na chaivam vishmaya karyo Bhavata bhagavati aje Yogeshwari shwari krishne Tad vimuchate Na chaivam vishmaya karyo Bhavata bhagavati aje Yogeshwari shwari krishne Yata etad vimuchate Na chaivam vishmaya karyo Bhavata bhagavati aje Yogeshwari shwari krishne Yata etad vimuchate Matajis Na chaivam vishmaya karyo Bhavata bhagavati aje Yogeshwari shwari krishne Etad vimuchate Na chaivam vishmaya karyo Bhavata bhagavati aje Hare Krishna Yata etad vimuchate Children Na chaivam vishmaya karyo Bhavata bhagavati aje Yogeshwari shwari krishne Yata etad vimuchate. Who of the children are like 80 years old? No, that Krishna was 80 years old when he met with the gopis. It's described in one of the purports by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So please repeat. Nacha nor evam like this. Vishmayaha, astonishment, karyaha, should be had, bhavata, by you, bhagavati, in regard to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aji, who is unborn, yoga ishvara, of the masters of yoga, Ishwari, the ultimate master, Krishna, Lord Krishna, Yataha, by whom? Etad, this world, Vimuchati, becomes liberated. Please repeat. You should not be so astonished by Krishna. The unborn master of all masters of mystic power. The supreme personality of Godhead. After all, it is the Lord who liberates this world. You should not be so astonished by Krishna, the unborn master of all masters of mystic power, the supreme personality of Godhead. After all, it is the Lord who liberates this world. Purported by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. I need a little water. Parikshit Maharaj should not have been so astonished that Lord Krishna's so-called romantic affairs are in fact meant to liberate the entire universe. After all, that is the Lord's purpose, to bring all conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead, for an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. The Lord's conjugal affairs with the gopis fit in very nicely with that program, because we, who are actually lusty in material consciousness, can be purified and liberated by hearing of them. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.33, Narada Muni states, Amayo yash chabhutanam jayate yena suvrata. Tadivahya mayam dravyam napunati tikikchitam. O good soul, does not a thing apply therapeutically cure a disease that was caused by that very same thing? Thus Krishna's romantic affairs, being pure spiritual activities, will cure those who hear about them of the disease of material lust. Nacha ivam vishmaya karyo bhavata bhagavati yaji yogeshwareshwari krishne yata itad vimuchate. You should not be so astonished by Krishna, the unborn master of all masters of mystic power, the supreme personality of Godhead. After all, it is the Lord who liberates this world. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Chinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So Krishna is meeting with the gopis. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Madhya Lila, chapter 8, the texts 8 and 9, it's described by Krishnadas Kaviraj that there were hundreds and thousands of gopis. Not just, no, a few. Sometimes we see on the paintings, there are a few gopis, like there's one there, two gopis. But actually it's described, there were hundreds and thousands of gopis. And in the previous chapters and purports, it was described that when they heard the flute of Krishna, they just stopped everything. Some left the milk burning on their stoves. Others, they were baking some cakes and they left the cakes there. Others, their husbands were trying to stop them with sticks and they were running away. Others could not go because they were blocked by their parents. There, some gopis were married, some gopis were not married. But they lost consciousness of everything else. They just wanted to run after Krishna. So the purpose of Krishna's playing his flute was to attract the gopis. That was his goal. Similarly, I remember that when I was a book distributor, that was a few decades ago, unfortunately, that we were instructed like this. That we are going out there and we are going to give these books because we are going to bring people to Krishna. We are attracting people to Krishna. We are going to bring them back home, back to Godhead. And if they just touch one of these books, their life will become perfect. Once somebody told Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, some people are throwing the books in the garbage. And Prabhupada, without skipping a bit, he retorted, they are throwing the babies in the garbage. What do we speak of the books? But if they touch one book, they will benefit. Even if they touch a book. So immediately the devotees thought, well, then it's okay if they throw the book in the garbage. And sometimes also, I know at least one pastime of Ambujaksha Prabhu, who was a Brazilian devotee who joined the Hare Krishna movement in America, that he found his book in the garbage. So somebody threw the book in the garbage, he found the Krishna book in the garbage, and he became a devotee of Krishna. So he was attracted by the book. So our goal in this movement, like Krishna is playing his flute to attract the gopis to him, our goal is to bring gopis and devotees to Krishna. And the best way, like Prabhupada was saying in one of the writings that Mukha just read, that when book distribution is successful, all other programs are successful. And I remember seeing that, the very intense consciousness that we are going out every day and we are going to bring people back to Krishna. Those were glorious days. Prabhupada injected so deeply that Krishna consciousness in us that I don't know what happened, that I was a karmi chasing girls, and suddenly in 2 months I got a book and I read the book and everything changed. I had a girlfriend that I was so in love with her that I could not live without her. And the first day I went to the temple was her birthday. And after I left the temple, I went to her birthday party. Actually, I left early. I didn't stay for the feast. And when I got to her birthday party, I stayed for 5 minutes, and I could not stay any longer. I didn't feel that this is a place for me. And I left, and I never went to see her again. I lost attraction completely. Completely. And I could not explain to me what happened. You know? And in her birthday party, she was all dressed up and, you know, hair and everything. And I lost attraction completely. And then, and that was not just me. No, the many stories like this. I'm just relating my own personal experience. But then, I joined the temple, and they told me to do everything that I never liked to do. And people that I never met before. I didn't know who they were. And there was a master distant in India that I never met. And they told me, you wake up at 3 o'clock, you take a cold shower, you eat an eggplant. I never wanted to eat eggplant in my life. And the first subject they gave to me was an eggplant subject, you know. And they gave me a whole plate, a brahmachari plate of eggplant subject, you know. And I didn't like green split peas either. They gave me a big mug of dal. And when I saw that, I said, oh, I'm not going to eat this. No, but if I say this, they are going to feel bad. So I ate a little bit, and I said, that's enough, I'm full. And they said, this is prasadam. We cannot throw in the garbage. You have to eat everything. So everything that I didn't like to do, they told me to do. And then you have to shave your head. You have to go to the streets 12, 14 hours a day, and you were selling these books. And I don't know what happened. And I went along with it. And I was very attached to my parents. Now, my parents were the best parents one can have. They were excellent parents, actually. But I realized 2 months after I joined the temple, I was selling books at a stoplight. And then I realized that, wow, I have parents. I had not thought of them for 2 months. They didn't come to my mind. It was so intense. So that consciousness of bringing people to Krishna, that's Krishna consciousness. Krishna is bringing the gopis to him, you know, for his enjoyment. When it is for our enjoyment, we are going down. When it's for Krishna's enjoyment, we are going up. So we were taught in the temple that now we are doing this for Krishna's enjoyment. I'm very tired. It's okay that you are tired. That's good. It's for Krishna. Wake up. Wake up, you have to go. I remember in 1976, marathon. One time distributing books at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now this leaving the temple at 6 a.m., and now it's 2 o'clock the next day. And I had a partner, Parangachit Prabhu. And we could not go back to the temple before calling and asking for permission. So may I go back now? How many books did you sell? We had sold Over 200 Bhagavatam's first canto, first book on that day, each one of us. And the Sankirtan leader, Munipriya Prabhu, said, well, you know, it's already 2 o'clock. No, why don't you stay until Mongol Arctic, then you come straight from Mongol Arctic. Okay, Prabhu, all right. So like, it's so intense. Now, we were getting such little sleep that on the 1st of January, the temple president said, now you can sleep for as long as you want. And people were sleeping for 3 days. You know? So, Krishna consciousness. And when that book distribution is successful, everything else is successful. And everything gets engaged. I remember the cook. We had a cook. His name was... can't remember now. He was from Mexico, but he was in Brazil. There was so much cooking going on, so much activity going on, that he was staying in the kitchen 24 hours a day, and he would lay on the floor and take a nap for a few minutes and then go back cooking. And he was the only one cooking. You know why he was the only one cooking? Because everybody else was on the street. Everybody else was on the street. And we used to get letters from Prabhupada or telegrams. On those days, there was no Facebook. There was no email. So, actually, I don't think there was even fax. So we would get a telegram, or the Sankirtan newsletter, or a quick phone call, because phone calls were very expensive. And they would say, Prabhupada wants more books. And there's this pastime. Pragosh in Hawaii was selling books at the airport. We would hear the pastimes there. And Pragosh was selling books at the airport, and suddenly the security guard caught him and arrested him. And this was a big guy, was not a very polite guy. He was kind of rude. He threw Pragosh against the wall. Then he got Pragosh by the shirt here and said, I'm not going to tell you again. If you come back here, I'm going to arrest you. And Pragosh immediately said, and I'm not going to tell you again. After you free me, I'm coming back here and distributing these books. The guy stepped back. He said, I am passing away 50 to 60 of these books every day at this airport. And these books are very important. They are helping many people. I'm giving them mostly to servicemen. They need this book. They need this knowledge. And you also need this book. Take one of these books home and read it. And if you don't think there is any value on these books, you come back and arrest me. So the next day, Pragosh came with a cheesecake and went after the security guard. This time the security guard didn't go after him. He went after the guy. So look, I brought this for you. Did you read the book? Yes. I read a few parts of the book. Yeah, it's good. You guys are good. But you know, I have a boss. And if I don't arrest you, my boss is going to get on my case. So you do this. Anytime you see me, you just sit down like you're doing nothing. And after I pass, it's okay. So they shook hands and that was it. And many of us have so many stories like this. So this consciousness of actively bringing people to Krishna, I'm relating this to Krishna, to book distribution, number one, because this is the month, May month of book distribution, and number two, because the book distribution is Krishna consciousness. I remember taking a taxi, you know, to go to the Sankirtan spot, and we would not pay a taxi fare. We would pay with a book. We would give the taxi driver, look, this is a book, it's much more than this taxi fare, but you don't need to give any money back. You can just keep it. And the taxi driver would look like this. Some would just laugh, you know? And if we took a bus, we would sell to the bus driver, to the guy sitting next to us. It was like constant consciousness. It was like non-stop. And the devotees were reminding us, Prabhu, remember that Prabhupada wants more books. Prabhu, come on, let's wake up. We have to go on Sankirtan. We have to sell books. And there were new books coming. It was a constant consciousness. And all other projects, BBT was producing non-stop. They were printing non-stop. Everybody was rushing everywhere, making the movement grow. And from 1972, when the BBT was created, because, you know, Karandar was in charge of the BBT. And at least one person in Prabhupada's memories says that Prabhupada would treat Karandar as an equal. Prabhupada had great respect for him. But Karandara suddenly left. Then Jayatirtha and Rameshwar, they flew to Hawaii to meet with Prabhupada to see what we're going to do now. No, Karanda was an important man. Now he left. It is a vacuum. So it was decided that Rameshwar is going to stay with the BBT and Jayatirtha is going to be original secretary traveling around and preaching. This is described by Rameshwar. By Rameshwar. I saw recently. Then from 1972 to 1977, when Prabhupada left the planet, we made thousands of devotees because there were thousands of books going out and people were coming. I remember in our temple, we had a nice temple in São Paulo. São Paulo is the main city in Latin America, the main city in Brazil. It was a large mansion, actually, beautiful place with a room perhaps bigger than this on the back. It was the room for like feasts. You know, they had like a ballroom. You know, Rasa dance. We have the Rasa dance and the Karmis have the ballroom. That's just their imitation of the Rasa dance. That's all it is, the ballroom. They dancing with the girls. It's the imitation of the Rasa dance. So there was this ballroom that became a temple room. So I remember this, the temple room, there was a long driveway all the way to the street. We had Sunday feast and the temple room was completely packed. The driveway was completely packed. And there were people outside waiting to get in because they could not get in. It was so dynamic, so intense, so many people. And when people came to the Sunday feast, we had a Mataji, a very attractive Mataji at the front door. She would put tilak on everyone. She would say, oh, this is sacred. This is a blessing. Tilak. Then all the guests were sitting for the class and everybody with tilak. It was just a beautiful scene to see. You know? And then there was preaching at the Sunday feast. It was not that we just sit and talk about the news and you know, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. No, there was preaching at the Sunday feast. People were in tables. Not tables, sorry, we didn't have tables. They were sitting on the floor. And a senior preacher would sit down with the group. And each senior preacher had an assistant. And that assistant would bring prasadam as much as they wanted. They didn't have to go to the line, oh, I need more prasadam. No. I want more samosa, okay? There's more samosa here for you. I want more juice, there's more. And the preacher would just focus on preaching. And we made hundreds and thousands of devotees, just like that. Intense preaching. People would be convinced. They would come week after week, they would surrender. They would surrender more and more, boys and girls. Now, on another point, you see that we were all young, boys and girls. Many beautiful girls, many handsome boys, that in another situation, they would all be mixing in illicit activity. But they were living there in the same complex, in the same temple, just surrender to the mission of preaching Krishna consciousness. Why? Why would that be? Like it's described here on the purport, no? That the Lord's conjugal affairs with the gopis fit in very nicely with that program because we are actually lusty in material consciousness. And this can be purified, and we can be liberated by hearing these pastimes. So why these boys and girls that 2 months ago or 1 month ago, they were completely involved in illicit activities, why now they just surrendered? That was the power of a pure devotee of Krishna. Prabhupada has a strong desire that we have to raise these people in Krishna consciousness. We have to purify them. So he was so powerful, and his power was going all over the world. Was reaching the most distant corners. And we were memorizing verse every day and reading every day at the consciousness. It is for Prabhupada. It's for Prabhupada. We got to do it. It's difficult. Oh, they threw me out on the street. I was standing there and the policeman came and threw me out. It's okay. Just be humble. Go to the next place. I remember we were sailing on buses. Now, I'm relating my personal realization, my personal experience. We were selling books on buses, and a senior man would take a junior man to teach him. So I had a new bhakta with me. I was 18, the bhakta maybe 17 or 18 also. We're very young. So we entered this bus, a public bus in Brazil. There's one door on the back, one door on the front of the bus, and there was a, how do you call it, turnstile in the middle, where you pass and you pay. There's a person there that receives the money. The bhakta would go on the back, it would go on the front. So I'm distributing books on everybody's laps. And suddenly, and the bhakta is doing the same thing on the back, and suddenly this man said, "These guys are cheaters," very loudly, he had a very loud voice. "They only want to steal your money. Don't give them anything." They should go to jail. They should go to prison. Nobody took one single book. Nobody took one single book. But when I'm in the box on the back, he was trembling. He was trembling, shaking. And when I'm leaving the bus, you know, Krishna always makes arrangements. The bus driver looks at me, smiles, said, "Don't worry, my son. It's okay. Never mind." I felt that was like Krishna telling me, "It's okay, never mind." So our technique that I learned, and it has served me well throughout my life, that immediately we get into another bus, like if nothing existed. So we got into another bus. And we got in two more buses until we get to the end, to the terminal. And who is waiting for us at the terminal? That nasty guy is waiting for us there. He comes to me. He grabs my ear very strongly and pulls. "I'm going to take you to jail." And the bhakta is about to pee on his pants. Yeah. And we start, I told the bhakta, "Don't pay attention, just walk." Because we actually had to go to a store to get more books because we had sold all the books. We used to bring boxes of books, keep at the local store, and as we needed more, we would go there. It was a shoe store, I remember. I said, "Let's keep going." We keep moving. I push the guy away. We keep moving. The guy keeps coming back. "You talk to me. Why you don't talk to me? I'm going to call the police." And by the time we get to the store, there is a police car right across the street from the store. He goes. Now, I go to the police car, and the guy right at me yelling. And I take my head off. I pull my shikha like this. I take my Hare Krishna ID and said, "Officer, I am a Hare Krishna devotee. We are doing our mission here of distributing these books, and this man is disturbing us." And the policeman said, "Do not worry, my son. We'll take care of him." We go to the store, we get books, and I come out. Neither the police car is there, nor the guy. I don't know what happened. It looks like he was arrested. I don't know. But anyway, there were so many situations like this. Another occasion, my godbrother, Archimitra Prabhu, he was new, and he was passing books at the interstate terminal station. He was on an interstate bus passing books, and a guy pulled a gun and says, "You take this book out of my lap now," and pointed the gun to him. No, Brazil is not easy. So Archimitra goes out, took the book, goes all the way to the back of the bus, and when he got to the back of the bus, he thought, "Well, I heard in the Bhagavatam class that if you die distributing books, you go back home, back to God." And he went back there and put the book back on the guy's lap. And he sold tons of books. I don't know if the guy bought the book or not. But this was the consciousness. We were like empowered that we can conquer the world. We can go out there. We can conquer the world. There's nothing that's going to stop us. There's nothing that can stop us from selling these books. And there was nothing. We had this empowerment. Not that we were empowered. We were, no, 2 months before, we were doing all kinds of nonsense things. How empowered can we be? You know? But Prabhupada's power was so strong that enthusiasm penetrated the heart. Penetrated the heart. And when people came to the temple, when guests came to visit, the temple was surcharged with energy, with the spiritual energy, with preaching, that just being there, they became purified. Just being there, they became influenced, and their lives changed. I know that sometimes we say, "Oh, also in those days, not many people got burned." Yes, we probably could fine-tune the techniques a little bit. But when you have like 1,000 brahmacharis going to the streets every day in a country, believe me, it caused an impact. People will be talking about, you know, all those saffron robes, Hare Krishna on the street, and Harinams. Gee, Harinams. The Harinams was just amazing. What we did on the Harinams. We had a play. It was a Dracula play. Harinama with 50 to 100 people. You know, banners and Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and everything. So we're doing a very crowded place. And suddenly, Amataji started running. "Save me! Save me! Save me!" And Dracula is coming after her. You know? There was a, what was his name? Prema Prayojana Prabhu, dressed as Dracula with blood and, you know, "I want your blood! I want your blood!" So just on the Harinam, many people were attracted by the Harinam. And when they saw this, wow, many more people. You know, whenever there's a scandal, many more people come. Now there are hundreds of people around. And when he grabs her sari and pulls her, she takes a samosa and puts it in his mouth. And he gets paralyzed. And at that moment, somebody starts preaching. I was usually the one that was selected to give the speech because I like to talk a lot. So then I say, as you see, not even Dracula can resist the Hare Krishnas. Even Dracula becomes a vegetarian. He understands the need of these books. So please take one of these books with you. There's an invitation. My friends here will be giving invitations to you. And books, please come to our temple. We have free dancing with the girls. You can come and dance with the girls. We have free food. You can't miss it. Oh, who is going to miss that opportunity? Yeah. Everybody wants to come. Everybody wants to participate. And when they came, was preaching and more preaching and more preaching and more preaching. And all the devotees were always trying to protect each other. Oh, I need to go and see my mother. It's my mother's birthday. Okay, so-and-so is going to go with you to protect. Why? Because family relationships are very strong. And we don't want you to fall into Maya. And we don't want to go there and suddenly your ex-girlfriend shows up. You know? No, we don't want that. So you go with somebody else. So this is going with you. A senior man goes with you. So that dynamic activity would be nice if we have some of that back. Now, we are veterans, but we are not dead. No, we're still ready for another war. We're still ready to preach Krishna consciousness. So that enthusiasm, I pray to Krishna, I pray to Prabhupada that comes back. In some place, there's a strong enthusiasm I have seen, especially in Eastern Europe. There's a group now traveling Brazil. Have you seen this Harinam Maruchi? They have 11 of them. I don't know what happened. They landed in Brazil. They're traveling all over doing Harinam. Kids are leaving. Thank you. It's time to stop them. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. So sex desire. You see, sex desire is the perverted desire of Krishna consciousness in relationship with Krishna and the gopis. But how did we control that? It was an intense book distribution. There was nobody in the world that could convince us to change life like this and become a brahmachari. And go, no, nobody else. That's why the title of one of the Lilamrita volumes, only he could lead them, so appropriate. Nobody else could do that. Now you burned all that. Krishna saw all this youth, they waste in their lives. Now, in sense gratification, let me take these few ones and let me give my blessings to them and give them to my pure devotee that wants so much, has this strong desire to preach my mission. Let me give them to help him. Okay, you helping him. You don't have any questions? You have a question?
Thank you, Prabhuji, for that class. Very inspiring.
You're welcome.
I'm speaking from my perspective. I joined the movement maybe a few years ago. And
did you ever... Were you ever a full-time book distributor?
No.
I feel sorry for you.
So, Mike, when I see Prabhupada disciples and I hear stories like this, and I've heard many of them, it's beyond my comprehension what you accomplish. It's just beyond anything I can imagine doing. People got arrested, they got thrown in jail. People went to Russia, for example. You gave the example of somebody pointing a gun. It's just... so beyond me, I'm just struggling to chant my rounds. And so, at the same time, I feel that I'm not doing enough because I hear these stories, and we are kind of the future of the movement. We are supposed to be carrying on the Hare Krishna movement after we leave this planet. So, I just find myself helpless at some level. I don't know if you have any.
Well, we're all in the shelter of Prabhupada. Prabhupada gave us this amazing movement. Our consciousness, when we were sending books, and the way we were instructed, that there's nothing in the world, there's no other activity that could be more beneficial than for you to go out today and find somebody and give the book to them. Not opening hospitals. Nothing else is so high, so beneficial than this. And we were constantly being told this. And Prabhupada said this. Because you may open a hospital and you cure somebody from the disease. They take another body and they become sick again. But if you take somebody back home, back to Godhead, all their suffering is finished. So we were convinced of this, that we need to give a book to this person. We need to give. So it's just fascinating how Prabhupada pulled this one off, actually, because it's it's like somebody was Albert Einstein that said in relation to Gandhi that future generations will doubt that someone in flesh and bones ever walked on this earth. I think this applied to Prabhupada. That future generations will doubt that somebody like Prabhupada in flesh and bone ever walked among us. Because what he did is just is amazing. It's amazing. And Prabhupada was aggressive. Now there was a Mataji, I can't remember her name. She asked Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, you tell us to be chaste and humble and meek, but then you tell us to go to the street and be aggressive and distribute books. And Prabhupada said, I am aggressive. I came to your country, nobody invited me, I am aggressive. And Prabhupada was very aggressive. Very aggressive, all the time, constantly aggressive. So whatever aggressiveness his devotees got, they got from him. That energy, that enthusiasm, that aggressivity came from him. And was not in any specific place, it was all over the place. Because when we went to India and we met devotees from other countries, they were in the same mood, with like chips from the same wood. They were thinking the same way. The most amazing thing I feel is that I entered the temple, and many of us, and I have these people that I've never seen in my life, and suddenly I just surrender my life to them. I do whatever they tell me to do. I even clean myself the way they tell me to clean myself. I eat the way they tell me to eat without forks and knives. I sleep the way they tell me to sleep. I even think the way they tell me to think. How could that be? And before, you know, a few days before, I had arguments with my teachers. I disagreed with them all the time. They said something, I said, well, I don't agree with that. And now suddenly I just surrendered my life like I am a very humble man. And I'm happy to be here. That's the Prabhupada is very powerful. That central personality that was emanating all this energy, this power was him. So every devotee should have this experience to become a full-time distributor. It's like it's a loss if you don't do it. It's a loss. You know? I know today everybody's going to the university. My university was on First Street in São Paulo. Actually, I left the university to join the Hare Krishna. I graduated from the streets of São Paulo City, one of the biggest cities in the world, being kicked by people sometimes on the street. That was my graduation ceremony. You know? And every time when the Sankirtan devotees came back to the temple, sometimes people, they would say, you are glowing. There's some aura. It was true. We came like so happy. In that process, we overcome all the false ego. No, Trinada peace, Sunichana, Taruda peace, Sahishana, that mantra should have around your neck. You can't be there on the street, being kicked by people sometimes, be spit by them, people pointing you a gun, if you're not humble. What about the sensual activity? I remember one time, a woman, very nice looking woman, somehow she liked me, and she invited me to go to her apartment. I said, why don't you come to my apartment? I said, I cannot, I'm a brahmachari. I was a new devotee, but what else am I going to say? I'm a brahmachari. And then at night, I had a dream with that woman. You know? And then on the dream, I looked down and I saw myself from robes. And again, I said, I'm a brahmachari. And I walked away. So even in dreams we would dream with Krishna consciousness.
Prabhuji, thank you so much. I was leaving the temple, but you know my radio doesn't allow me to hear. It's so ecstatic to hear you.
Thank you.
You know, this actually I just want to make a point here in this temple. You know, we have such a wonderful devotee, Mother Vrindavan. She's taking care of the books, you know, in this temple. And the last year, you know, she was just like telling, listen, just take a box of books. And a couple of days ago, somebody, Mother Mukia was saying, just if you have books in your car, like, you know, we work in the material world, how can you do this in this spirit? And if you carry a book box of Srila Prabhupada books, Krishna will send people for those books. And it's true. So I took a book, you know, $108 in books to my job, and in less than a week, they were all gone.
Yeah, Eddie Bo.
You know, so and not even, and you know, I want to tell a pastor, not about me because I'm a rascal, but you know, that spirit is still around.
We are transcendental rascals.
That spirit is still around. You know, the thing is that, you know, we live like in, you know, a little, you know, part of the world that it's like a Grihastha community, stuff like that. But I seen, you know, book distribution, Brahmachari. I'm going to tell you a pastime about book distribution, then I'll let you go. But there was this devotee. He used to do book distribution in Bosnia, in the middle of the war, you know, and he will do book distribution, and he will tell me that he will hear the bullets by his ear.
Wow. Pew, pew.
You know, so he will. I said, Prabhu, how do you do that? He said, no, but I see conditioned soul in the other side of the street. And I'm thinking, that conditioned soul don't know about Krishna. So I don't care if I die. I'm going to bring a book to that person. So there is so many devotees fully surrendered, you know. And then this devotee told me one pastime one day, he was feeling a little proud, you know. He was doing a lot of book distribution. We took him on safari. He did like 2,500 books in a couple of days.
Wow.
You know, and he didn't speak English or Hindi. He's a Russian guy, always with books like this. And I mean, he's an amazing person. But anyway, one time he told me, he got a little puffed up, you know, because he was doing a lot of books, and then he could not even give one book away. Not even one during the whole day, you know. And then you know what he said? He says to Krishna, you Krishna, you rascal, you tricking me because I became proud, and I have the order of my guru to distribute all these bags of books, and I'm not distributing these books, so you know what? You're God. You're the supreme person. If you want these books to be distributed, you distribute yourself. And he took the box of books, he put it in a wall in the street, okay, and he went to chant his japa. And he put a little box that said, this book is important for you, please read, give donation. And he went to chant his japa, and he told Krishna, you distribute the books. Prabhu, you know, people will just stop by the book box, read, and he distributed the whole bag of book box like that. So it's faith, you know.
Jai.
I just wanted to share that.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, book distribution ki jai. Hare Krishna.